1968.
Live, you can take control here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll free line as we launch into this Halloween edition of the show. There are trick-or-treaters all over the streets of Keene, and one of them has already stolen my bucket of candy that I have put out.
You know, they're supposed to do the bad stuff the night before Halloween.
Is that right? Well, good, because we made it through that night unscathed.
Well, apparently it's very regional, though. I didn't know this.
Oh?
I found out that there are two different names for the night before Halloween, and those names are very regional in the United States. Most of the United States doesn't have a name for the night before Halloween. I grew up knowing, actually, both of the terms, Devil's Night. Mischief Night.
Mischief Night,
yes. I didn't even know that. I mean, I heard of Devil's Night, but I couldn't have told you it was the night before Halloween.
Yeah, when I was a kid, we would go out and toilet paper and...
little bastard.
Yeah, you know, that kind of thing. But
how would you pick your victims?
You know, we would just go to a neighborhood that had a lot of victims waiting around.
So you would go to a different neighborhood. You wouldn't go into your own neighborhood. You wouldn't, like, target the grumpy old guy down the street or anything like that? It was just random?
The grumpy young guy, like Ian?
Sometimes we would go after somebody we knew, actually, like a friend, you know, just as a, like, we toilet papered your tree, you know? I mean, our parents were very adamant about us not doing anything that would be permanently destructive or very costly.
Egging or something
right.
Like that.
Right. So they said, look, you can take soap, but only soap windows.
This is interesting. So you actually were going out and causing mischief with your parents' permission.
Oh, yeah, because not everybody, but lots of kids did it. And my parents were basically like, yeah, it's okay as long as it's nothing really bad, you know, like... So we could soap car windows, but you don't ever soap the door or anything like that, because that could actually damage the car, and my parents explained how, you know, that would be very costly, and that's not very nice.
Sounds fair.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if that's what's going on, I don't support it or anything like that, but if the kid just soaps the window and throws some toilet paper in the tree, it's going to be like, huh. Somebody toilet papered the tree. I'll have to take care of that.
I mean,
later.
Certainly it was very annoying for the people that it got done to, and I didn't think too much about that. But it was a lot of fun.
So, anyway, it's Halloween. You can talk about whatever's on your mind, of course. It is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype us at username lrn.fm. You know, there was a story last night that I didn't get a chance to get to. That's pretty great news, and I wanted to share this. It's actually a listener of the show, James Babb. We've had him on a number of times in the past. He's one of the Philly activists. And a Philadelphia activist. He has been getting active, actually, in the Washington, D.C. area within the last few weeks. And the reason for this is that Adam Kokesh is going to be going on trial very, very soon in Washington, D.C. Now, for those of you who maybe are new to the show, over the summertime, Adam Kokesh, who is a friend of Free Talk Live's, was arrested. He went to Washington, D.C. and appeared to have a shotgun in a video that was filmed allegedly in Washington, D.C. And in that video, he has the shotgun, he hefts the shotgun, he racks the shotgun, and he makes a statement about the final American Revolution. I don't
coming
remember
soon.
The exact statement, but it was supposed to happen next year or something like that. And
next
while,
year, final revolution.
While I don't agree necessarily with his tactics... in that case, I don't think he hurt anybody, and I don't think he deserves to be in a prison cell, which is where he is right now. And so he's been charged with some sort of federal gun crime. He's also charged with some kind of Virginia gun/drugs crime, because when they came and raided his home, they allegedly found psychedelic mushrooms in the same house as a firearm.
Now, isn't this a case where he has a lot of charges, or at least some charges against him, but he hasn't actually been taken to court yet, and isn't he just sitting in jail with no actual... He hasn't been sentenced for anything or found guilty of anything,
pre-trial
right?
Pre-trial confinement.
That's correct.
Now, the only way they can do that is if you are a flight risk or you're a danger to society. And the suggestion is that because he carried a shotgun, which would have been completely legal on the other side of the Potomac in Virginia where he lived, But racking that shotgun in Washington, D.C., and calling for the final American Revolution makes him too dangerous.
Yeah, so they put him in a prison cell. He is approaching trial very soon, I believe, on the federal gun charge. And so James Babb and some other activists, actually I don't know how many other people, because they've been taking contributions for this project, what they've been doing is they've been purchasing advertising, strategically placed advertising, to promote the idea of jury nullification. Now, do one of y'all want to describe what jury nullification is?
Yeah, well, basically, when you go to court as a juror, when you're selected to show up to court as a juror, very many times a judge will actually instruct you to judge the person based on the law. So they will specifically instruct you to not worry about whether you agree with the law or not, but to just, you know, judge this person based on our law. But the exact opposite is true, in that you as a juror have the right, and some would say perhaps the duty, to also judge the law. So if somebody is brought to a case and the law is, say, possession of marijuana, you might think, well, that's a harmless crime. It's not really a crime. And even though you know the person's done it, you might just vote not guilty based on your thoughts that the law itself is wrong.
And that's totally legal.
Totally legal. It's actually the last step in the process of, you know, of really justice in, you know, the historic sense of
it.
Well,
in theory, the jury was supposed to be the final check and balance on an out-of-control government. The idea would have been that if a legislature passes a really dangerous, stupid, counterproductive, asinine law, that a jury could look at that and say, well, this is BS. Not guilty.
This actually happened during alcohol prohibition in the United States. Where,
and during slavery as well, where escaped slaves were being let off.
And I will also, if you have any question about this, go read the Constitution. Find out the place in it where it says that the Supreme Court can rule something unconstitutional. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say in the Constitution the Supreme Court has can rule something unconstitutional. It says that they have appellate jurisdiction. And the assumption is that since the jury has the power to judge the law, to see whether that law is essentially not of the people, then the Supreme Court, since it is essentially the highest jury in the land, also has that same power. So that's where this, you know, no one says the jury nullification doesn't exist. Lawyers and judges will say, it's wrong, we've done away with it. But they haven't done away with it. They've just stopped informing people of it.
Right. They don't want to tell you about it. They don't want you to know about it. It is one of the best-kept secrets of the legal system.
It's actually really interesting because, if you think about it, it's this thing where you as a juror have an amazing power, and almost the entire jury system, meaning not the jurors, the people running it, will tell you exactly the opposite, because they don't want you to know how much power you actually have. That you actually have the power to say, this law is wrong, not guilty, and that eventually will nullify the law itself. They don't want you to know that, and they've done a very good job in many places of concealing that.
So that's what...
And you can understand why a lawyer would want to do that. And that's what we're talking about with when you're talking about generally talking about legislators, obviously talking about attorneys and judges. All these people are lawyers.
Most of them, yeah.
And lawyers, in the same way that brain surgeons don't think that I should be operating on brains, lawyers don't think that I should be having an opinion when it comes to the law. Because the law, it's not about justice in the judicial system. It's about law, and that's what's called the legal system in many cases, because it's really just about their laws. It doesn't matter whether their laws are just or unjust. It just matters whether some lawyers, like me, have written magic stuff down on a piece of paper and other people follow it.
So Jim Babb has done a great job of stirring up some press with a simple billboard that was placed in a location in Washington, D.C., strategically placed, according to WashingtonPost.com. Prospective jurors who take the subway to D.C. Superior Court and exit near the National Building Museum see these words: Good jurors nullify bad laws, and you have the right to hang the jury with your vote if you cannot agree with other jurors. And there's more to the sign. It's an illuminated kind of billboard-esque sign right in a subway station in D.C. right before you get to court. So very, very well placed, and they plan on doing more of these in other cities, as I understand it. We'll give you more of what the prosecutors are saying because they are not happy about this. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You take control.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset Jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. live. It's the Halloween edition of the program. We are here and we're live, so we'll take your calls as we always do about whatever happens to be on your mind tonight. And there is some Halloween-related news still to come here tonight. 855-450-FREE, including you'll find out what trunk or treating is. You've heard of trick-or-treating. What about trunk or treating? That's in the news here today. Also, of course, your calls about anything that you want. Want to also invite you to freestateproject.org. If you love liberty, then you really owe it to yourself to learn more about the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is, well, you have to get together with other people who think like you do, people who believe in freedom, who are willing to actually do something about it. Whether that something is to run for political office, do civil disobedience, create media, do outreach projects, street theater, you name it. There's all kinds of stuff going on here in New Hampshire. What's going on in your area? Is there really exciting liberty activism happening where you live?
Cricket, cricket.
Well, there wasn't where I live. Maybe there is a whole lot going on where you live. But
there's a billboard in D.C.
Where I lived in Florida, there wasn't much going on, and whatever was going on was stuff that I created. So I thought, gosh, if I could get together with other people who are as active as I am, that would be an amazing thing. And turns out it is pretty great. You can go to freestateproject.org, learn more about that. And, of course, we'll tell you more about the Keenvention, which is about ready to kick off tomorrow morning as well. So the news that we were just kind of scratching the surface of here a moment ago is the billboard in Washington, D.C., that is strategically located in the subway right next to the D.C. Superior Court. So presumably there will be a number of potential jurors and actual jurors who will be passing by this billboard, which says, jury duty, know your rights. No victim, no crime. You may and should vote your conscience. You cannot be forced to obey a juror's oath. You have the right to hang the jury with your vote if you cannot agree with other jurors. Good jurors nullify bad laws. Google jury nullification. There's the FIJA logo, which stands for Fully Informed Jury Association, and something that I can't read from here, as well as a QR code. Although, interestingly, the QR code, James Babb was talking about how he's been doing the tracking on those things so far. Zero results.
Yeah,
no one has used the QR code.
That's interesting. It's definitely, for something like this, you would think it's a good placement of a QR, because maybe if somebody's interested, they might scan that on their way to the thing. But, you know, maybe it's just people are walking by too quick. Maybe they see the sign and they read it, but to stop, you'd have to stop, take out your phone, mm-hmm. Pull up your QR reader. You know,
their tagline doesn't exactly grab you either. I mean, who wants to talk about jury duty?
Well, I think it's potentially targeted towards people that are actually on their way to jury duty.
Agreed.
Well, just to clarify, he's been doing tracking on multiple QR codes in different projects. Not one person has ever used his QR codes.
Now I have
dental work. Give us a call.
I've seen some QR codes get some little bit of traffic, not a lot, but
are these your QR codes that you've placed somewhere?
Not mine specifically, but ones through my work that we've used.
I've always been
but they're not like a huge traffic thing.
I've always been suspect of QR codes. They seem to have this kind of cool factor for a little while.
Yeah, I think that's gone now.
Like, the geeks seem to really be into them. I just put them on some of the cop block cards. We print out some Keene cop block cards here in town, and there's a QR code on the back. You can scan it. It'll take you right to the Keene police scanner page, or there's another one that you can scan, and it'll take you right to a list of all the police officers in town. We didn't do the tracking thing, so I don't know, you know, how many of them will actually be utilized, but oh well.
Well, advertising is generally not something people engage in. Advertising is, because we're pummeled with more than 1,000 advertisements a mm-hmm. day in this internet world, think about how many advertisements you have to experience in a given hour to get 1,000 messages in a day. It's a lot. And most of us sleep about 8 hours a day, too. So that people aren't engaging usually with their advertisements. Your advertisement kind of has to hit them between the eyes, give them your message as quick as you can, and move on. Just because people aren't scanning this QR code doesn't mean that it's not having some kind of effect. It doesn't bolster someone, emotionally.
Well, the QR code isn't having an effect. Maybe the sign
the
is.
Ad is what I mean.
Right, and I think what's important about that is really just whether people choose to continue to use the QR code in the future or not, mm-hmm. and a likely usage of QR code will greatly diminish, because as people realize that people aren't using them, it just becomes wasted space on an ad.
Well, the QR code will continue on, I think, as a replacement for the UPC at some point. If you've noticed, there are some products that will have both a QR code and a UPC.
I use the QR code when I use my Bitcoin wallet, you know.
Yep, I do too.
So
that's about the only time.
Yeah, it's very useful for that, you know. So I have my wallet, and if I'm buying or selling Bitcoin or, you know, trading Bitcoin for something, you just pull the QR up, and then the other person scans it. So it's very helpful for that.
Right. I never use a QR code for anything but Bitcoin.
Well, right. And now if you think about it, with Bitcoin, and for those of you that aren't familiar, Bitcoin is a decentralized currency. It is not issued by a state. It's not issued by a corporation. It's an open source, amazing thing. You really should look into it. We use coins.com is where you can go to learn more about that. But the Bitcoin addresses are very complicated. They're long. They're multiple letters, mixed cases. Numbers are in there. So
it's like the longest password that you would never remember.
Right. So it would be very inconvenient to take that down character by character. Whereas, you know, a QR code that replaces a website, is it really that much less work to pull up a QR code scanner, scan the QR code, as opposed to just typing in, you know, freetalklive.com?
Right. I think that that's a lot of time that's the case. I might see the URL, and it is easier for me to just, like, type in the URL in the browser I want to use rather than my QR kind of brings up a more framed-in kind of browser effect. So I would rather just type in the URL myself.
So back to the news here from the Washington Post, which is they bought this jury nullification billboard right outside in the subway, right outside of the Superior Court in D.C. And I don't think they were expecting to get any free press coverage out of it, but they did, which means that it was a hell of a deal, right?
Yep.
Because normally a billboard's kind of expensive, and I imagine that a billboard in the subway is not cheap to operate. And so to get free press out of it makes it worth it. So anyway, let me give you the story here. The billboard went up this month. District prosecutors have been worried that the message could sway their cases. In the past week alone, they have asked judges in three cases to ensure that jurors had neither seen nor been influenced by the billboard. The billboard is part of a growing national campaign to encourage jurors who disagree with the law or think a punishment is too harsh to vote for acquittal. Kirsten Tynan of the Montana-based Fully Informed Jury Association, whose name and web address is included on the billboard, said the nonprofit group generally challenges crimes it calls victimless, such as vandalism by graffiti or gun possession. Now, I can't believe that the woman who's behind the Fully Informed Jury Association would have actually cited graffiti as a victimless crime. I really question that. I believe that that was something that the author of this story put in there. I cannot believe Fiji would call vandalism tagging, which usually happens to private property, not a crime.
Right, because if somebody comes up to your house and spray paints something on the side, you're a victim now, unless you wanted that artwork there.
And some people, you know, some businesses are cool.
Now, unless it was Banksy. If it was Banksy, now your house is worth a lot more, so that would be a gift.
All right, more coming up here in moments. This is the artist who is currently visiting New York City.
That's right, yeah.
From the UK,
yep.
You see?
It's only a gift if you want it, if you're happy about it.
855-450-3733. If you've got experiences with jury nullification, you're welcome to share those or bring up anything Halloween-related as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 1-800-345-6078.
In e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, bring up whatever you want. It's the live Halloween edition of the program. You can take control here at 855-450-FREE. That would be the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Also, you can reach us online over at freetalklive.com. Perhaps you are enjoying this program. You want to help support Free Talk Live. You can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You will find links there to Amazon, Newegg as well. You click onto the link that's right for you, Amazon UK. We've got that. Amazon Canada. Also, Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you. Get your shopping taken care of. And Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. I went and I was looking for some mic muffs, the little pop filters, and I looked on a radio professional website, and it was $30 for 5 mic filters, these little, you know, cheap, whatever the hell they're made out of, foam. I guess. And they were $30. So I went to Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com, Got five of them for $6. Wow. No shipping.
Yeah. Now, do you ever use Camel to check your prices before you buy on Amazon?
I don't know what that is.
That's a great site. If you go to CamelCamelCamel.com and then you just paste in the URL from Amazon, it'll give you a price history.
Oh,
and,
from what's been on Amazon.
Yeah,
what,
Amazon's price history, yep. So you can know if you're getting a good deal depending on what the history of the price is. And you can, which I don't do, but I guess you can sign up to have alerts sent to you as well. But
so if you want to wait and see if a price drops on something.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely interesting. Sometimes I use it. And
smart.
Yeah, it's helpful.
That sounds very good. And in my case, I was in a rush. So I, whatever the price was, it was a lot cheaper than $30. So that's what I went with.
Yeah, sounds like a good deal.
Go to shop.freetalklive.com to accomplish that.
If you want to get, you know, if you want to get the best rate on a home loan, what you need is, well, you need a situation where home loans are at nearly a historic low. We've got that. You need a property that's going to appraise for the amount that you need. You need to have income, whether it's a job or your own business, that's going to, you know, allow you to pay the loan. And you have to be able to pull the trigger on the loan. You can't just hem and haw, because the fact is that the government's rules on banks giving you mortgages are changing at the end of the year. So if you can do a refi or you can get that home loan taken care of by the end of the year, you're going to be happier. It's going to be less paperwork, less time, and it may even cost you the loan generally because it's increasing the restrictions. So don't miss these amazing rates. Again, contact Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. It's 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
James Babb, who we've had on the show a number of times in the past, has made national headlines, at least in D.C. I've heard there's been other versions of the story, but I honestly haven't taken the time to look into it. James Babb is a great activist, and hopefully we'll see him up here in New Hampshire one of these days. I know he's come up a number of times for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I believe he is a Free State Project participant. But right now he's putting a lot of effort into Washington, D.C., which, to me, there really isn't much you can do to change D.C., but in this case, he's targeting the D.C. courthouse because of one case, which is Adam Kokesh, and Adam is facing federal gun charges for having a shotgun that he took a video of him having that shotgun in public in Washington, D.C., and they didn't like that very much, so they raided his home over it. And so he's coming to trial, and James and some of the other activists are planning to do some major fully informed jury outreach. They've purchased a billboard outside of the courthouse in the nearby subway station. Unfortunately, now the billboard has resulted in kind of a backlash that maybe they didn't expect. They were hoping that this would maybe be able to influence jurors to positively learn about jury nullification, but now you've got judges at the request of prosecutors specifically inquiring of jurors as to whether or not they have seen said billboard. So if the jury members are being honest, which most of them will be because they're intimidated, you know, you don't want to lie to the court, right? That's perjury. So then if they are being honest, they will be cut out from those juries.
Doesn't this just smack you of just being so completely wrong?
Yes.
That these people that are supposedly in the business of providing justice to people don't want informed jurors.
Well, they don't want that, and they're petrified that people might vote their conscience.
Absolutely. Now, Babb raised about $3,000 in a week through Facebook and other social media sites, said he's concerned about the laws that he thinks are too restrictive. Babb said people are going to jail for weed. Things are getting so weird. There needs to be this final safeguard to protect us from a tyrannical government. Babb's group has added similar message on two pillars in Archive Station, another metro stop near the courthouse. Both displays are scheduled to be up for about a month. Babb said he also plans to place signs in other cities, including Chicago and L.A. Supporters of jury nullification in several cities have raised the ire of judges and prosecutors. In
sure have.
New York last year, an 80-year-old man, they don't mention him by name, but we know him, Julian Heiklin is who they're talking about, was charged with jury tampering after passing out flyers about jury nullification to courthouse visitors. The case was later dismissed by a federal judge. But Heiklin was also arrested in Orlando, Florida, outside of Belvin Perry's courthouse for handing out flyers, and he was sentenced to 6 months in jail as a result of that. And he, I believe, ran out on those charges. He escaped to, I think it was Israel, and is now is basically an asylum seeker.
Yeah, there. He's up.
So he didn't want to go to the Florida jail for 6 months, and who can blame him? It's ridiculous. So we continue here. Local prosecutors in D.C. have been scrambling to ensure the billboard's message doesn't influence their cases. In a gang-related murder trial that's set to begin this week, prosecutors filed a motion asking the judge to question potential jurors about whether they had seen the billboard. They also requested the judge remind jurors that their verdict should not be influenced by whether they disagree or agree with the law.
Yeah, we just want to remind you to ignore what that sign says and absolutely do everything we tell you to do.
That's right.
Don't think for yourself. We will tell you what to answer, and that is the answer we expect you to give us.
Now, that's typical for courtrooms, by the way. The standard Wentworth instructions, I believe, is what they're called. The judge makes it pretty clear to jurors that you will do as the law specifies.
Right, but then why are they even there, right? I mean,
right.
So why? How does it ever get turned around? Because we know jury nullification was relatively common even up into the 20th century.
Well, they stopped, I believe it was the late 1800s where they stopped including them in jury instructions and basically stopped talking about it.
Hmm.
I don't know who made the decision, you know, whether
the lawyers
it was the Bilderberg
clearly.
Group or something. I mean, who knows?
You know, no lawyer is going to say that a layperson should be making the decision for them.
You know, it's part of that slippery slope. You have these little changes that are made that may not seem like the end of the world, but at some point they, you know, have made this decision of let's actively not tell people about this. And for the most part, people did not know about it. I mean, Free Talk Live talks about this all the time, but majority of people do not know about this at all and would be shocked to hear about this, because I know specifically some people like in my family or friends that have gone to be a juror, and, you know, the judge says exact opposite of what jury nullification
sure,
is all
that's
about.
Right. The guy in the big authoritative moo-moo there says, nope, that's not the way we do it, and we've always watched him on television, so.
Right.
Yeah, well, and also, there's this, not only is he an authoritative moo-moo, but there are also men around in blazers who are very intimidating to a jury, and so there are all kinds of, just the whole atmosphere of the courthouse is this atmosphere of oppression and intimidation. If you ever go into a courthouse, for instance, like, you know, there's, I'll go into these arraignments where there are 50 people, and they're all standing in the room that, the antechamber or whatever to the actual courtroom, or actually in the courtroom. Everybody's so quiet.
Yeah, it's like a library, right?
Nobody talks. Even though the judge isn't even in the room at that point, everybody's very, very quiet. So there's this kind of institutional thing that's going on there. And when you're on this jury, you are essentially under threat. I mean, if you do the wrong thing, to their mind, you know, they could put you in a cage. They could hurt you.
They will.
And they will. So I don't blame juries for being scared to nullify. Even when they do know about jury nullification, many jurors are not willing to actually implement it because of probably peer pressure from other jurors, or wondering what the bailiffs might do to them, or what the judge might do if he found out. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Listener Ashley's day went like this. Drove the kids to school in the Mercedes SUV she got from paidathome.com, met a new client for breakfast, worked a couple of hours from her laptop at Starbucks, and called it a day. From the new Mercedes paidathome.com gave her to the thousands she banks each month, Ashley's new home business has made this the best time of her life. Are you ready for the best time of your life? Visit paidathome.com. Paidathome.com. Results not average. See website for cars and results you can expect.
In time times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac spruce seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Woo!
Ah!
It's Free Talk Live. Live Halloween edition. We're live every night of the week, you know, right through the holidays. Thanksgiving, we're probably going to be live. Christmas Eve, we'll be live. So as long as we can get a board op to come in and work, we're going to do the show. So we're always here for you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
Marcus is here courtesy of his website, BrainlessTales.com.
Yes, it's a single-panel webcomic that I do each day. Today's is Halloween-themed. I particularly enjoy today's. I just like the way
laughing at today.
Yes, I just like the way it looks. I'm happy with the drawing. I'm not always, like... sometimes I'm more happy with the drawings than, you know, on some days than other days. Today's I particularly like it. One of the things that I do that a lot of people, I would say, don't do is I hand-draw all the lettering in my comics.
You don't have a font?
No, I don't use a font. I just hand-draw it. And sometimes it's a little sloppier, and sometimes it's a little bit neater, but I get to try different types of, you know, drawing the way the words, and sometimes get to do it more... exciting.
Upon what device do you do this?
Oh, I actually draw all mine with a pen on paper, and then I scan them and isolate the artwork in Photoshop, wow. And then I place it on a textured background, and I do my coloring inside of Photoshop.
Jeez.
Yes.
And you do it every day.
Every day for over 6 years.
BrainlessTales.com. Go and see it for yourself. In fact... It kind of ties in. It's very cute today, BrainlessTales.com. Today is the day that is okay for strangers to give me candy, is what the text says. in Brainless Tales. And we're going to talk about some fears that parents have about strangers giving their kids candy and why they're now trunk or treating as a result of that. We'll get to that story coming up here shortly. But I want to make sure we get through this story about the prosecutors in D.C. They are livid about a billboard that has appeared in the D.C. or the subway next to the D.C. Superior Court. They're so upset, they're motioning the judge to inquire of potential jurors as to whether or not they've seen said billboard. And presumably, if they have seen that said billboard, they will be dismissed.
So they're kind of doing some marketing research to see if it's worked, to see if these jurors have seen it.
So they've got this billboard up in this station. There's another one on Two Pillars in Archive Station, which is a different metro stop near the courthouse. The article goes on to talk about Julian Heiklin, 80-year-old man's been charged with jury tampering in the past. He's been arrested multiple times, by the way, for handing out jury, just for handing out information.
Right.
Standing in front of a courthouse.
Standing on the court steps, handing out information about jury nullification, a right of juries that's 1,000 years old. No law has ever been passed against it.
Whoa, buddy. What do you think? This is a free country that you can just hand out free information? I mean, come on.
Clearly not.
In their memo, prosecutors Todd G. and Emily Miller wrote that jurors who see the billboard may think, quote, they don't have to abide by an oath, unquote, and that it could encourage them, quote, to hang and learn about the concept of jury nullification, unquote. In another recent murder case,
the concept of jury nullification,
the jury had already been sworn in and the trial was underway when prosecutors alerted Superior Court Judge Herbert Dixon to the billboard. Dixon, according to people familiar with the case, then asked the jurors if they had seen the billboard, and no one said they had. Days later, the jury found the defendant guilty of first-degree murder, blah, blah, drug deal, etc.
It would be funny if they held up the, have you guys seen this billboard right here, this yeah. one?
Well, I wonder how many of them hadn't seen it, but then went and looked for it after
sure.
the fact. And in a trial involving...
And how many people are going to say that murder is something that you should hang a jury over?
Well, that's the big... That's one of the big objections to jury nullification is that, well, they can use this for anything. Oh, it's fine. I mean, one thing if people use it on a marijuana case, but what about murder? As though people on a jury,
people
there's likely to be somebody on a jury who thinks, yeah, murder's fine. Let's go ahead and let this guy off.
Well, you know, I know that jury nullification has had a past, and maybe this is the reason that it got sort of left off, was in the South. It was very difficult at some point in history to find a white person guilty of killing a black person. That was just really difficult to do. So maybe that's what it was about. I don't know, but we don't live in that America today.
The billboard comes as Adam Kokesh, a Fairfax County-based gun rights activist, is preparing to go to trial after posting an Independence Day video on YouTube of himself apparently loading a shotgun in Freedom Plaza. He had been scheduled to go to trial on Thursday, but the case has been continued till at least November 18th. Let's see, this is the lady from the Fully Informed Jury Association said the Metro billboard was not directly aimed at the Kokesh case. He pleaded not guilty to carrying a pistol without a license, but she said that his case was the kind her organization targeted. It is a victimless trial, she says. A spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office says there's been no organized effort by prosecutors to address the billboard, but instead prosecutors have raised the issue on a case-by-case basis. Jurors in the District of Columbia play an important role in holding accountable the criminals who threaten and harm the people who live, work, and visit our city, said U.S. Attorney Ronald C. Macon Jr. But he added, jurors who ignore the law or refuse to follow the judge's instructions embolden criminals who believe that they can get away with breaking the law and do harm to the community without any repercussion.
Well, that's ridiculous, because if somebody's actually doing harm to the community, you're going to be hard-pressed to get some juror in there that's going to just let them go.
It's hard enough to find a juror who's going to let a pothead go.
That's
I mean, that
true.
Alone is right. a difficult task.
That's my favorite part about all this, is the equation of people who have victimless crimes to murderers and rapists and arsonists.
Sure, well, they're all criminals, Mark.
If we don't go after every single jaywalker and every single pot smoker, then you're going to have people slitting each other's throats in the streets. What is wrong with you?
You know,
I mean, good
Lord. I love your prosecutor voice.
You know, and it's interesting. I question whether something like this campaign could even be effective today. I think it's very important to talk about, and I love that they're doing this to get the information out to people.
Well, it's been effective on getting national press.
It
what do you mean
been.
By effective?
I mean in terms of, like, turning a jury around on a specific case.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
You know, in New Hampshire, there was a case involving pot where jury nullification was used and the person got off. But in that,
that's right.
In
he
that,
was a grower.
Right. In that case, the person who invoked, I'll say, jury nullification knew about it for longer than, you know, a week or a month. It's somebody that really knew about it.
It was a Free State Project participant. It was
right.
Kathleen Converse, who was an early mover for the Free State Project. She's a lady, I think, probably in her late 50s, early 60s. And so she's got that kind of standard juror look, right? Like she fits
right.
in with the jury crowd.
And just my point, main point is that she used it, and that was awesome.
And she had to change the viewpoints of the people on the jury.
Right.
She was like one of the only ones who was voting not guilty in
right.
the beginning, and she flipped everybody. And that level of commitment to this idea is very high, because I have a friend who's about my age who knew about jury nullification, went into the jury, was actually on the jury, and went back in the deliberations room, and they flipped him.
Right.
So the
well,
peer pressure.
Yes. So that's my main concern, is not concern, but that I feel that's the biggest obstacle, is if somebody just learns about this just before they go to be on a jury,
yeah.
to be a juror on jury duty, that likely, I would say likely they're not going to use it. They'll be like your friend flipped over, you know. I think you got to really feel strongly about this to overcome that wave of peer pressure from all the jurors and from the judge, from the
right.
prosecutor, all that coming against you. It's definitely a very worthwhile thing to do, but it's tough. It's not going to be easy.
Yeah, I mean, when I see this news about activists pouring thousands of dollars into these billboards, I wonder, is this really worth it? I mean, the press coverage probably made it worth it, right? If they hadn't gotten this Washington Post press coverage or whatever other coverage has come out of this one article, because I think there's been a couple others. If they hadn't gotten the press coverage, then I'd really be questioning, you're throwing money after, throwing thousands of dollars down a hole here. In this case, getting free press is worth probably thousands upon thousands of dollars more than that. But ultimately, Marcus, you're asking the most important question. Is this going to influence any case? Maybe it will influence something out into the future. Maybe
that's
maybe,
what I hope. I really sincerely hope that it does influence cases that are victimless crimes. I would love to see jury nullification start to be used more often. But, you know, I think the reality is, and it's definitely great, keep moving forward with this, but as far as getting your hopes up for, like, today's case,
even Adams' case, I mean,
right.
they're likely, look, if you're going to be doing this during Adams' trial, you should be prepared for arrests, because they know this is coming. They know this billboard's there. They know about Adams' case. I mean, it's even mentioned in this news article here.
Yeah.
So I expect full-on free speech crackdown outside of the courthouse, because they are going to have people with flyers as well outside of the courthouse for Adam Kokesh's case, and I fully expect that they will be attempting to stop you from handing those flyers out with whatever means necessary.
Probably
even if it means the Bearcat, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, did you know that, as an aside, in New Hampshire, it's totally legal to talk about jury nullification in the courtroom?
That's a great thing.
Guess what? You can't find that anywhere else. Hour number two is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend Study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details and reservations.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, and it's gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1
M1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.